For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's December the 2nd. Good to have you with us. We got two of my friends with us today. One I haven't seen for a long time, Ronald Walkenbach. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for having me.
You were with the Lions Eye Bank, and we're going to talk about cornea donations and transplants. And we used to do this on a somewhat regular basis with the old Pepper and Friends show.
Correct.
So tell me about this program.
Well, the Lions Eye Bank has been around for 50 years, literally. We started in 1960, and thankfully, because of education process and people's changing attitudes about donation in general, we're getting more corneas. We have an ongoing need, but we also have an ongoing supply. So it's now a matter of just educating people and letting them decide whether they want to become a cornea donor, a tissue donor, an organ donor. It's really up to them.
So what do they have to do? If they specifically want to be a cornea donor,
okay,
what do you do?
Well, the easiest way is when you go in to get your driver's license renewed or you go in to get your license renewed, they will ask you whether you want to be put on the donor registry. Okay. And that's a state-run registry. And if you say yes, that means that you want to give your not only your corneas but your tissues or organs, depending on the conditions of your death, what you would be eligible for. And that takes care of everything because if you die in a hospital, then the hospital will notify the eye bank, and we can check that registry to see if that person's name is on there.
So you're telling me that's all you have to do? You don't have to have it written in your will or your durable power of attorney or medical power of attorney?
No. In fact, that won't work because we need to recover the corneas within 8 to 16 hours, depending on the situation, and they may not read the will for 3 days afterwards. So,
What if you die at home?
If you die at home, it's problematic because the family is going to be in shock and grief. They're probably not going to remember that you wanted to be an eye and tissue donor.
But if they do remember, it still is possible.
It's possible, yes. It's possible, but it doesn't happen very often. Let's put
if you haven't signed your driver's license, mm-hmm, and your family knows that you want to be a donor, can you still?
Yes.
The family can take care of that.
If you're not on the registry, what we talked about prior to this has been what they call first-person consent. I, as the first person, want to donate my corneas. If you haven't gotten around to that step in your life and you die, the eye bank and the tissue banks and organ banks will be notified, and they can still call the next of kin and explain the situation, and the next of kin can make that decision. But it's oftentimes a very hard decision for them to make.
But we're out of time, Ron, but for more information, where do people go?
You either go to your driver's license bureau next time you go, or there's a website, www.donatelife.gov, and you can get yourself registered on there.
All right. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For coming by. Right. Merry Christmas to you early.
Same here.
Now, Cindy Mustard is over here at Tiger Trolleys, and you're here to tell us about the Holiday Lights Tour?
Right. This is the first time we've done this with my partner, Jolene Schultz, and I are going to offer Holiday Light Tours on the 12th and 16th of December. We're going to start from the Chamber parking lot. It's open to the public. You can go on our website, tigertrolley.net. You can email us at tigertrolleytours@gmail.com.
So what are the people going to, what's going to happen?
What we're going to do, we're going to put you on the trolley, you know, and it's got a wine bar. We'll have a little spirit maybe.
Is that legal?
I don't know. Well, if they can bring their own spirits with them.
Okay, so you got a wine bar on the trolley.
We're going to have a spiritual ride. We may have a guest. Anyway, you know.
I like that. You're going to have a spiritual ride.
Yeah. But we wanted to go around Greektown, out to the magic tree, the shelter tree.
Where is the magic tree this year?
It's at Cherry Hill.
Yeah. Okay.
So then down to shelter, over downtown to see all the lights downtown, over to Columbia College, and we're looking at maybe some residential areas. But, you know, we're mapping it out kind of as we go to see who has the best decorations in town.
Yeah.
But a lighted tour.
Okay, so when is this going to be?
It's going to be December 12th or December 16th. And it starts at 5:30. It's a two-hour tour. And we hope to have a few refreshment stops on the way.
Oh, okay. Well, if people aren't familiar with what the trolley is, explain what this is. Because this is something that you and Jolene started, what, 2 years ago?
A year ago. It's only a year and a half. We started in September of 2012.
And how'd you come up with this idea?
Well, it's really Jolene's idea. She wanted to be a tour conductor when she lived in Bevere. And
so is she on the microphone?
Oh, yes. We're both, you know.
Both of you were on the microphone talking?
We take turns.
Okay.
But we started this whole idea because she had done a tour for some bank VIPs, and I had helped her with it, and it worked really well. And we thought, well, when I retired and she's somewhat retired, we could do this. We didn't buy a trolley, though. We are using White Knight's trolley. So they have the driver, the maintenance, and all of that. And we will do a tour of your own design. We did some haunted tours this fall. We'll do tours of the history of Columbia, arts tours.
Well, how do you stay warm in the trolley?
It's heated.
Oh, this is not an
this
open...
This is not a... No, no.
Oh,
this
I was
is
thinking
a,
it was like the San Francisco trolley.
No, this is a heated trolley or an air-conditioned trolley. So,
you've got everything in
we've
there.
We've got everything. We don't do a whole lot in the winter because the trolley doesn't do well in the snow. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of fun with it. They have two trolleys. One holds 24 and one holds 35.
So are you going to have a Christmas sing-along, too, while you're...
Well, we might. I can't sing a note, but we can see. I don't know. But we can try. Maybe we can play some music. We're just putting this all together. We want to see how it goes. But let us know. Give us a call at 56. No, I better look at this again real quickly.
Yeah,
567-0850. Our email is at tigertrolleytours@gmail.com. That's how you register. It's $30 a person.
Okay.
And we'll show you all the best lights in town.
All right, Cindy Mustard, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming. Always a pleasure,
always
to,
my pleasure
to have you here. And Ron, welcome back. Don't stay away for 4 or 5 years.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll do it.
And remember, if you want to make a donation of your corneas, you need to put it on the back of your driver's license when you go to renew the next time. Okay? We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Columbia Public Schools, and we'll tell you about the Chord Busters Christmas coming up. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Haywood, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something you would like to hear or see, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email at pepperp@missouri.edu. All right? If you're going to be out and about, be careful and look for the Salvation Army bell ringers and drop some money in there. Bye-bye.